This is AFN Pacific Radio Report. I'm Senior Airman Dhruv Gopinath. Recovery efforts involving USS John S. McCain are still underway in Singapore. U.S. Pacific Fleet Commander Admiral Scott Swift addresses the current status of the vessel and service members involved.
Right now, we are still searching for our 10 missing sailors. That remains our focus. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with the families of those sailors and the families of our sailors who were injured. Ships and aircraft from the Royal Malaysian Navy and Republic of Singapore Navy joined search efforts yesterday and continue to provide assistance along with aircraft from the USS America. The U.S. Navy and Marine Corps divers joined the search today. The divers were able to locate some remains in those sealed compartments during their search today. Additionally, the Malaysian Navy has reported that they have located potential remains. They are working to confirm and identify those remains.
Elsewhere in the Pacific region, military defense leaders solidify our stance in Korea during a press conference. United Nations Command, Combined Forces Command, United States Forces Korea Commander, General Vincent Brooks, reinforces the U.S. commitment to the Korean Peninsula and Pacific region at Osan Air Base.
Rapidly developing capability in North Korea. They're learning quickly, and they've stated what they're after. So as a military man, I take them at their word and have to be prepared to counter that if possible and to ensure that it doesn't happen in the first place if we can, while we're giving diplomatic actions and economic actions a chance to be successful.
Pacific Command Commander Admiral Harry Harris also highlights the alliance's capabilities.
I have complete confidence in the capability of the weapon systems that we've developed to defend our own homeland and that of Korea.
This has been your AFN Pacific Radio Report. Thanks for listening.